Hi guys, how is everyone doing on a second day of November? This is Christy and I hope everyone is doing great, but because it seems like all of a sudden autumn is here, because I remember last week we're having sunny days and it's so hot, but this week after this weekend it's become chillier and it's been raining. And doing the changing of the seasons, people can't avoid feeling melancholy. Melancholy is the mood of depression, and this video teaches us, you know, when will we feel melancholy and how we should deal with it. So let's take a look at today's sentence. Melancholy is a species of sadness that arises when we're open to the fact that life is inherently difficult and that suffering and disappointment are core parts of universal experience. Melancholy is a species of sadness that arises when we're open to the fact that life is inherently difficult and that suffering and disappointment are core parts of universal experience. 那我们首先来看第一个字呢，就是melancholy。 melancholy 呢，指的就是忧郁啊，或者是郁闷的意思。 那它的e 呢，是发微笑的嘴型a。 man，l-a-n 呢，则是冷。melon， melon， 后面cho 呢，则是发ka的音。melancholy， melancholy。 那其实坦白说啊，这个字真的在日常生活中真的就是比较少见。那我们通常在念文学啊，才会念到这一个字 melancholy。那像是我们有时候如果念文学赏析的话，我们就会讲到作者，the sense of melancholy of the author was triggered since he lost both of his parents when he was little.
作者的这个郁闷啊，忧郁的情绪啊，被引起、被点燃，是因为他从小呢自幼就失去了父母。
那再来我们来看的是species， species 呢指的是种类。那其实这个字呢有两种念法，那其实我觉得没有一定的对错，其实只要别人听得懂就好。那这个它的念法不同于在这个 ci 的地方呢，有些人会念舍的音念成 species， 那也有一些人会念 species， 那其实大部分我们比较常听见的呢可能是 species， 可是两种念法都有，大家稍微注意一下，那它指的是种类或者是物种。 那像是达尔文的那本书啊，《物种缘起》啊，就是说 The Origin of Species。 再我们要看 arise，arise 指的是上升啊，或者是引起的意思。那我知道大家最有障碍的就是区分 arise、rise 跟 raise 这三个字。那 arise 呢，通常比较多是有引起的意思，像是说 communication problems arises when one person refused to share. 只要有一方呢拒绝分享的话呢，就有可能会引起这些沟通的问题。那rise的话呢，指的是升起的意思。我们最常举的例子啊，或者是最常用到的呢，就是说 the sun rises in the east. 太阳呢从东边升起 ，sunrise, sunset. 你这个念顺了之后呢，你之后 sunrise 就不会写成其他字了。那 raise 的话呢 ，ai 是发 a 的音，指的是抬起的意思，像是说。 Raise your hand if you know the answer to the question. 如果你知道问题的答案的话呢，举起你的手，或者是呢，我们可以说工作上的升迁呢，也是用这一个字. After his proposal, he received a raise. 他通过这个提案之后呢，他 获得了这个升迁，这样子。再我们来看是 inherently，inherently 呢指的是固有的，那它的形容词呢则是 inherent，inherent 指的是与生俱来的。像是我们可以说 our brains are inherent to recognize facial details， 我们的大脑呢与生俱来啊就能够辨认脸部细节。 再我们来看 suffering，suffering 呢指的是折磨的意思，大家对它的动词应该都不陌生。 suffer 是忍受啊，或者忍受某种东西的折磨，像是说 since he was a kid, he has been suffering from his allergies. 自幼呢，他便不断的受到过敏的折磨，这样子。那 suffering 的话呢，则是名词，像是我们可以说 being unsatisfactory is one of the greatest suffering of human beings. 人类最大的折磨啊，其实 就是出自于不满足。最后我们来看 core，core 呢指的是核心的意思，它的 o 呢是发 o 的音，o core，core 是核心的意思。那它可以指的是比如说一间公司的核心啊，或者是我们身体肢体的核心，也可以讲是 core，甚至是苹果啊或者是水果的那种果核也叫做 core， 因为它都是在最中间的那一个地方。
那这个 core 也可以用来形容像是核心问题，就是 core problem。像是我们可以说 misunderstanding is one of the core problems on our team。我们组上呢，其实最重要、最需要解决的核心问题呢，就是有一些误解这样子。
Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. Melancholia is a species of sadness that arises when we're open to the fact that life is inherently difficult and that suffering and disappointment are core parts of universal experience. Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. I know today's video seems like a little bit sad, but if you go back to the original video, you would see that it's actually teaching you how to deal with it. So if you have time, go back to the original video and see the whole thing. And remember to stay warm, and I will still challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!